from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, my first question. Both sides of the aisle today have asked for your resignation. Would you like to use my 5 minutes to draft your resignation letter, yes or no?
No, thank you.
Was this a colossal failure?
It was a failure.
Yes or no? Was it a colossal failure is the question, yes or no?
I have admitted this is a terrible...
This is a yes or no series of questions. Was this a colossal failure, yes or no?
Yes.
Was this tragedy preventable, yes or no?
Yes.
Has the Secret Service been transparent with this committee?
Yes.
Would you say the fact that we had to issue a subpoena to get you to show up today as being transparent, yes or no?
I have always been
eager to come and talk to the committee. Yes or no? You didn't want to answer the question. We had to issue a subpoena to get you to show up today. That is not transparent, by the way. You stated earlier, Secret Service is not political. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say leaking your opening statement to Punchbowl News, Politico's Playbook, and Washington Post several hours before you sent it to this committee as being political? Yes or no?
She's like, nah, it's all good. She can answer those questions when it's a liberal publication. This, did you see her cold, dead fish eyes? She does not care that Corey Compratore is dead. She doesn't care. There was no emotion from her whatsoever. And look, I get you don't want to be emotional as a woman. I get that. But there was no, God, you know what? I haven't slept since that poor man died. I have spent my time going over every aspect of that rally to see how we can improve. Do you hear in my voice that I care? You do that without being emotional. You do that while being a leader. She didn't do it. She doesn't care. And you can tell she believes she will not be made to care by this administration. This is Democrat Ro Khanna. Listen to how she answers. She's childlike. This is the mentality of the left right here. You want to see the mentality of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. I am the first woman director of the Secret Service. Ergo, I cannot be fired. Why? Because that would be sexist. That's how they think. And you can hear it in this. And this is a Democrat, Ro Khanna, asking her this question. The head of the Secret Service. Listen to this.
On July 13th, we failed.
Would you agree that this is the most serious security lapse since President Reagan was shot in 1981 of the Secret Service?
Yes, sir, I would.
And, you know, do you know what Stuart Knight did when he was in charge at the time of the Secret Service? Do you know what he did afterwards?
He remained on duty.
He resigned. If you have an assassination attempt on a president, a former president, or a candidate, you need to resign.
Did you see that? She didn't look that up. Oh, he remained on duty, right? Because like if somebody gets killed or shot, it's okay. It's cool. She doesn't, not only does she not expect anything to happen to her, she expects to be able to do this again and have nothing happen to her. Total, absolute liberal entitlement. You're getting a look at what ran the USSR. You're getting a look at it. You're getting a look at what sent tens of thousands to the gulags. You're getting a look at it. You're getting a look at the kind of bureaucrat that kills people by starvation. Oops. Oh, did you end up dead? And your family and all your friends? We forgot to ship the food. Huh, sorry. You're getting a look at it. We've never seen it before in this country. It's freaky. You're getting a look at the mentality of the left. You want to hear some more? Nancy Mace did an amazing job yesterday of exposing her. Take a listen. And I want you to listen in here for the lie she tells, okay? I can't answer the question because you have to ask the FBI. She can't. We had an assistant director of the FBI go on Fox News and say there is absolutely nothing preventing her from answering these questions. She's lying when she says, when she defers to the FBI. So know that and listen to this.
Is the Secret Service fully cooperating with our committee?
Yes.
Okay, you say you're fully cooperating with this committee. On July 15th, this committee sent you a list of demands of information that we wanted. Has the Secret Service provided this committee a complete list of all law enforcement personnel that were there that day? Have you done that? Have you provided a list to the Oversight Committee? Yes or no?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
That is a no. Have you provided all audio and video recordings in your possession to this committee, as we asked on July 15th? Yes or no?
I would have to get back to you.
That is a no. You're full of shit today. You're just being completely dishonest.
Mr. Chairman, I want to... We have to maintain decorum in this committee, no matter how upset we get.
Have you provided any and all memos to this committee that we've asked you on July 15th? Have you provided all memorandums within the Secret Service?
I would have to get back to you on
that. That is a no. You are being dishonest or lying. You're being dishonest here with this committee. These are important questions that the American people want answers to, and you're just dodging and talking around it in generalities. And we had to subpoena you to be here, and you won't even answer the questions. We have asked you repeatedly to answer our questions. This isn't hard. These are not hard questions. Have you provided us all communications from the Secret Service related to that day and that rally? Have you provided this committee? We've asked for this information on July 15th. Have you provided any of this information that this committee has asked of the Secret Service? Any of it?
I'll have to get back to you.
Have you even read this letter that we sent you? Did you even read this?
Yes.
Okay. And you have said you don't know, you have no idea. The answer is no. We haven't gotten a single document or piece of information or data from you or your agency in related to the rally that we have asked you for. Was this attempted assassination of Donald Trump a failure of training or execution or both?
I think that those are answers that we need to
training, execution, or both. Which one?
I think those are answers.
All right. How many Secret Service personnel have lost their jobs due to this colossal failure?
At this time, none.
How many Secret Service personnel have been required to take a refresher course on how not to let people shoot Donald Trump?
Our personnel are currently operational. We are examining the facts of this investigation, and we will make the changes necessary.
What time did law enforcement become aware that there was an individual on the roof with a clear line of sight to President Trump?
I am still verifying timelines.
Of course. 9 days in, you have no answers. How many minutes went by between the time law enforcement saw and took photos of Crooks and the shooting? How many minutes?
I am still verifying
57
timelines.
57 minutes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.